This is St. Louis Public Radio. As it launches its 100th season, the Muni has one eye on its past and another on the future, in the form of an extensive series of renovations planned to begin right after the summer season. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin goes behind the scenes at the Outdoor Theater in Forest Park to find out what's going to change.
Directly behind the stage at the Muni on this hot morning, workers are hammering, sawing, and welding together sets that'll appear on stage this season.
As we're performing one show at night, we're actually building two to three other shows during the day. We're finishing up sets for the opening on Monday, but then we're also looking at the next few shows, building for The Wiz, which is coming up next.
That's Sean Smith, operations director for the theater. Its full name is the Municipal Theater Association of St. Louis. And it was back in 1916 that local theater patrons sponsored a production of Shakespeare's As You Like It in Forest Park, then donated the performance space they'd built for it to the city. They hoped it would lead to a permanent theater there. In a few years, a partnership was formed, an independent theater company performing in a venue owned by city government. The 100th season of the Muni as we know it kicked off this week. The organization is marking that milestone with its first full-fledged capital campaign, seeking to raise $100 million. There have been other upgrades to the property over the years, but this money will fund renovations that amount to a generational shift in the history of the outdoor theater.
We're going to start tearing out the stage, the main buildings, our light bridge, all of that comes down. So when you come out, you take a look at those towers, the stage, that'll be the last time you see that, and then we've got a completely new design as we come into the next year.
Construction starts after the season. A short walk from the backstage area at a rehearsal space known as West Terrace, there's a sense of organized chaos. Dozens of performers are milling around, stretching, and waiting for a choreographer to call them.
Thank you, everybody. We're going to move on to the Fiddler Wedding sequence, please. We have everybody.
They're working on the season's first show, a review of scenes from musicals that were choreographed by Broadway legend Jerome Robbins. The incremental upgrades to the Muni in the past, like new seats and cooling fans, were aimed at the audience. It's this crowd out here on West Terrace and the small army of directors, choreographers, musicians, and designers employed here each season who the Muni is now looking to woo. That's according to Muni president and CEO Dennis Reagan.
The facilities here, frankly, are getting old. We have to make sure that we maintain state-of-the-art technology on the stage so that we can attract the best directors, the best choreographers, and the best creative talent, including actors, that we possibly can.
Reagan says he's balancing this concern with respect for the familiar experience that longtime Munigoers expect to have when they visit here. Sharon Smith curated an exhibition about the history of the Muni for Missouri History Museum. She says she expects the essential Muni experience to remain intact.
At first I'm like, but I'm always used to seeing it look like this, and now it's going to look like that, and it will be fine, and it will always be still this outdoor canopy with the trees and the sky and the stars. That's what makes the Muni the Muni.
The Muni aims to assure potential donors to its capital campaign that it's not going anywhere. It's seeking a 50-year extension of its lease to the property, which is due to expire in 2031. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is scheduled to discuss that extension on Thursday. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.